don't know about you, but I cannot wait till 2015. In fact, I'm kind of there already, but I'll wait for you to catch up. In this episode, however, we're going to look at gift wrapping your 2014 experience, whatever it may have been for you, so that you can create a powerhouse 2015. This is Lana Ski, hostess of the Supernova podcast, and this is your special Christmas edition. Tune on in. Hello, Eleutheria. Welcome back to the Supernova podcast. It is awesome, as always, to chat to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. It's quite an honor to be with you and in this beautiful Supernova space.
So now we kind of find ourselves winding down and, you know, everyone's in such a hectic space right now. And it's a funny kind of energy. It's kind of like one foot in, one foot out. And while things are slowing up, they're speeding up exponentially. And I know there's so much stuff happening in the universe, which I know you also kind of track and tune into, in terms of what the shifts are that are coming up for us. And maybe we could just start by speaking into a bit of that, because there's such an exciting thing that's opening up for the rest of the muggle world out there.
Yes.
And there's just so many amazing opportunities, and so many people listen to these podcasts and they're like, wow, Elefair is amazing, and she's doing all these retreats, and she's writing books and putting all these things together. All these other guests are doing such exponential things, but they don't realize that they can harness that sacred energy for themselves.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this time of year really brings up a lot of anxiety for a lot of people, you know. Even in my kind of like private consulting practice, I'm usually, this is the busiest time of year for me. And I think besides the, all the family dynamic stuff that's coming up, it is this rush, and this kind of illusion that we tap into really to finish off and complete everything on a deadline or some timeline, which is often, yes, in the kind of muggle world, there are deadlines which we have to meet, but we put a place extra pressure on ourselves to, complete things in a way which may be quite illusionary. And what I mean by that is we use all of this pressure, the end of year pressure, to compare ourselves with other people. So in fact, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, just yesterday, and, round about our birthdays, we usually go through this little evaluation. And I think, you know, maybe a yearly solar cycle is also like a bit of a birthday. But what happens with us is we review what we've done and what we've accomplished. And depending on what our filter is for how we see success, that is how we're going to feel about that. So my friend was in quite a down space about this, because she felt like in another year's past, she hadn't moved anywhere real. Nothing truly has really changed. And of course, from my perspective, looking from the outside in, many things had shifted for her, which she hadn't seen, but she was looking at it with this filter of what success really is. So one of the lessons and wisdoms I've really integrated this year is to completely shift my definition of success, to really move it into a space of, you know, that old, the masculine, old wounded masculine way of measuring success was using a tool, to measure productivity. And when you really kind of embody the fullness of or shift that definition of success into the divine feminine aspect, it's really an embodiment of a state of peace and that receptive energy. What have I received this year? What have I contributed in all the subtle fields and in the subtle ways? And also, what seeds have I planted? I may not see those blossoms sprout now, but I may see them in 10 years from now. So again, it's, I think, extracting ourselves out of this time illusion. And I think it was Lao Tzu, that said, nature accomplishes everything, yet she takes her time. So it's that wisdom of, you know, planting the seed, for the tree in which shade you may never sit under. So it's that kind of embodiment and wisdom, I think. And when we see things in that kind of bigger cycle and context, we take a lot of pressure off ourselves. And then we can really just flow in the beautiful, peaceful spirit that this time is really supposed to embody.
For sure. And it's just so hilarious that we as human beings, though we're approaching it more from a human doing perspective, we're constantly looking for ways to innovate. We're constantly looking for ways to step out and do something different and be original, be authentic, whatever that may be. And we want to step out of the box, and year end is such a in the box mentality. It's like end. Therefore, you know, everything, as you're saying, there has to be that completion. And it's, there's just so much irony, because I'm actually finding December's being the start of so many things. And it's really where you want to place that energy. Like, where do you wind down? Where do you wind up? And where do you want to take yourself forward?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we even just the I've just come from a shopping center, and the way that we consume and the way it is, it's actually set up for us to consume and buy things that we don't need is just absolutely scary. So as you say, you know, our cycles could be different. It could be a beginning for you now instead of an ending of the year. But that's, I think, at the heart of what needs to shift is the way that we consume, you know, the way that we consume air, the way that we consume living, the way we consume food, the way we consume taking time and how we spend our time with one another. I think that is another wisdom that we can really start bringing in. And so to not, you know, to really just kind of be present in the presence which we give at this time, if we choose to, if that is part of our practice, instead of just really looking at just, you know, that box kind of like living of this is what's supposed to happen. So it's kind of like tradition and therefore we do it. But it's just perpetuating kind of a belief system that may no longer be relative. So the question I ask myself these days with consuming is, if I'm going to buy something, where will it end up in 7 generations time? So is it going to fill up a land mass, or is it biodegradable, or is it going to, will it continue for the next 7 generations? But where is this creation that I'm purchasing going to end up in the next 7 generations?
That's such a really powerful question to ask, and it really changes the perspective on how you interact with objects and material things and even spiritual things in your life. In such a big level.
For sure.
And it also kind of speaks into what I like about it. I mean, at this time of year, there's always these great Facebook memes going around in terms of how you show up and how to be in the space. And I'm sure you may have seen that one. Instead of get presence, it's be present. And to just kind of shift your way of doing things. I was actually just putting together a blog post, which I was putting into my newsletter. And kind of just reflecting on Christmas past. Very Charles Dickens, isn't it? And like, I always remembered like being so panicked around Christmas, not only because there's so much to do, but at that stage, because it was always about the money and always, you know, feeling so cautious and hesitant around things. And that even presence, even though I was doing DIY things, because I couldn't literally afford to do that much different. Like, even there, I was running out of resources. And you just get stuck into this mentality of lack around this time, rather than looking at what this period is really about, and that's gratitude and self-service and serving the planet, which speaks into that comment of, you know, what are you putting out there? What are you being? And what are you putting out there?
Absolutely. And again, I mean, you know, truly at the heart of it, can't we be happy just spending a beautiful afternoon together, sharing a meal, being present with one another? And it's kind of, for me, it's just really scary to see how all of the kind of like shops really drive this, you know. And again, it really sparks this kind of comparative thing within us, you know. So somebody's going to get me a bigger present, and therefore I should probably get them, you know, the same equivalent kind of like present. And then what happens is we end up just cultivating this people pleasing behavior.
Exactly.
Instead of truly just intimately connecting, you know, it's about conscious connection during this time. And that's truly what the gratitude is about.
Mm.
So over the simple things, you know, we need to step back into, you know, that return to kind of like sacred living and slow living. And so it is really, you know, asking yourself, as I said a little bit earlier, you know, the question of how is this going to impact the next seven generations, whatever I choose to do here? And even just sitting in that intimate connection, how can I go deeper into make my compassion for people? You know, we all have that family member that pushes everybody's buttons. You know, how can I love them more? How can I be more tolerant? How can I be more compassionate? Mm. How can I support everybody during this time more?
And the greatest invitation in what you're just saying is that return to the sacredness, because that's really what's lacking right now. That's what these malls, that's what these, the media, none of them are giving you that. And then it's so hard to be sacred and intimate with another person because we don't know how to be intimate with them. We don't know how to be really authentic with our friends. We don't know how to be with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to return to our own innermost temple, as you like to say,
yes,
and just be.
For sure. Absolutely. It's one of the most important things for me to really offer. And this is where my intuitive kind of focus is really leading me next year, is to really focus on bringing that experience of returning to the temple, that space where every breath is sacred, and it's a slowing down again, you know, in that rhythm of nature, just being present in the rhythm and the cycle of what naturally and organically unfolds and takes place, instead of rushing ahead and missing all of the magic and all of the wonder and all of the beauty around you for a kind of elusive outcome, which, you know, that outcome sometimes is, you know, instant gratification, but that happiness doesn't stay because it's not a deeper connection to a sustainable worthiness, sense of self, or deep connection, soul connection with who you truly are.
Mm. And I think, like, I'm just getting almost like some channeling. I don't think it's really the supernova listeners, but conventionally society would be asking this question. I mean, this sounds very rah-rah, very esoteric and sacredness, and there's these goddess elements within all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And even the word magic gets so warped, and we've seen how it's kind of gone through history with the witch trials and all those kinds of things, and we've lost the essence of what magic really is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We think it's Harry Potter. We think it's, you know, witches around a fire levitating.
Mm-hmm.
How do you define magic, and how do you find magic in sacred being?
Mm. So for me, the magic is really that moment when you take that moment to just be still and you notice the magnificence of nature around you or things unfolding. Those moments and the aha moment in life for me is the magic. And it kind of speaks, it, for me, magic and miracles go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just those amazing moments that make you stop and think, I'm part of this intelligent, magnificent body of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just so much bigger than what I'm able to fully comprehend in this moment. And that humbles me. And for me, that moment is magic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it brings me back to center.
Absolutely. And it's just such a calming feeling, but yet it still gets goosebumps. It's so magical in that way. And it actually just reminded me of a dream I had a few days ago. I didn't actually mention it to you, where I was thinking about Christmas and all these kind of things. And the dream was that I put a bow and ribbons around myself, and I was sitting under the Christmas tree because we don't realize that we're the greatest gifts to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the greatest gifts to somebody else. And that in a world that's looking for love and belonging and understanding, no iPod, no gizmos and gadgets, or latest inventions or design label is going to give you that.
Absolutely.
We're the only gift we can give each other.
Well, sure, sure. And at the end of the day, you can't take the stuff with you. Mm-hmm. So, enjoy the stuff while it's here, but don't place the kind of value on it and just become a conscious consumer. That's what I'd want to say, because what we do take with us are the feelings, the memories, the experiences, and the connection that we had in this space and in this realm. That is what becomes ultimately truly valuable, and that's what you will remember.
And I know that you've got the Living Art Farm, which is now being more positioned as a retreat center, and that's pretty much the central thought of how you guys have been designing that, so that it is that kind of sustainable space.
Absolutely, yes. So we're busy creating slow living retreats, and we will have our first one in the beginning of 2015. And it's really just we're quite passionate about simply living. And it's a return to that space of just meeting the day from your heart center. So SLOW stands for sacred living and open-hearted wisdom. So when we kind of start our day with a daily kind of devotion, instead of just getting up and running and, you know, running and through your day, totally just from a mind space, when you really just take that moment, and it doesn't take a lot of time, to just really drop into your heart space, reconnect with the true essence of who you are, and then from that space, flow forward in your day, your life becomes very, very different. You start noticing things around you which ordinarily you may run past. So it is just a space of returning to that inner temple through some good, healthy kind of food. So we'll start with a green juice and really supporting the body through yoga, and then really interacting with nature throughout, you know, our beautiful garden here. I'll do a little bit of workshopping around tuning into that kind of like soul path. And what your higher self kind of would like to create for 2015. Sometimes we set up some goals that may come from an ego space, but it's good to be very clear about what you want to create from where. From where is the intention really coming from? And because when we can create from any place, it's just a beautiful effortless flow when you're creating from your heart center and really creating what you would love and letting that kind of like lead you forward. So yes, this is kind of like what we're offering. And then ending the day with a beautiful meditation, and then also just getting enough rest. I think often we don't allow ourselves enough rest to sleep properly and to go deeply into REM sleep. That in itself really rejuvenates the body. Mm-hmm. The body is this amazing vehicle which is really, set up for self-healing. But we need to support it, this little piece of Gaia, as I like to call it. You know, we're a microcosm of a macrocosm. So we are stardust at the end of the day, but it needs to be supported. And loving ourselves is really, I think sometimes people see these things as a luxury, but it's actually truly a necessity.
Yeah, a necessity, not even a need. It's just a way of being. This is the part of us that we've lost. This is the part of us that we go trying to find in different countries. And it's right there. It's been jumping up and down, waving its hands around, twirling its fingers through its hair and dancing and trying to get noticed. And we just need to find a way to listen to that.
Absolutely.
Connect with that.
And it's wonderful to see that the trend at the moment is a lot of people are realizing that they lead such stressful lives that they're choosing different holidays. They're choosing holidays which will recharge, restore, and renew body, mind, and spirit. And so the yoga retreat at the moment is one of the top holiday destinations. You know, people are realizing, because what used to happen is you'd have a very stressful year. You would take your holiday, and for the first week, you would crash completely. Because you'd been running on adrenaline all that time, and then you allow your body to just relax and the body crashes. So you go into this deep kind of either flu feeling, or your body just, all of that hormonal imbalance just hits you for the first week or 2 weeks. And then you actually truly only get to recover the last week where you actually have a holiday and then start your year all over again.
Exactly.
So I think there's a wonderful awakening that is being kind of encouraged and lived by people who are now understanding that what they really need on a holiday is to really recharge, restore, and renew.
I want to add to that, since you're such a catalyst, is that the holiday becomes a catalyst for that. Mm-hmm. That it doesn't become a trend of, you know, it's fashionable in end of year or beginning of the year around New Year's resolutions to do these cool things and to return to center. But very often what you even speak about is that's why these holidays kind of work in a retreat space, because you need to integrate that into your life. You can't just walk Absolutely. Away from it and walk back into this muggle world, this 3D world. Mm-hmm. Those two are never going to thing. You need to have that process and that integration to really assimilate it.
Absolutely. And I've just, I've been in the very blessed position to facilitate retreats for the last, retreats and workshops for the last about 10 years. And what I've just seen from my workshops and other people's workshops is that a short period of time, we experience the knowledge and we will take in new information, but we don't integrate it. When we're living kind of a day-to-day routine and structure, what's happened is, and I'm seeing it with all of the ladies who've attended my retreats, is it becomes a habit. So you continue with that living. It just is so much easier once you start integrating this devotional practice, and you still choose what it is that works for you. So I'll offer many different practices. I call it sacred feminine embodiment, and we will do all of these practices and you'll resonate with some of them. And it's about you cultivating that and continuing that and it becoming a way of life, as you say.
And who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want their 2015 to be like that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, for sure. I think there's a global calling for coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And coming home is truly returning to the temple, the inner temple, you know, stepping into a space in which you see yourself, your energy, and your life as sacred, mm-hmm. and moving and meeting it from that place of reverence, from a place of respect, and a place of deep love, and in truth of who you truly are.
Beautiful. That's a quotable right there. that's going to be your next status update, I can tell. I hope you wrote that down. If not, we'll get it transcribed. I just get goosebumps every time I chat to you, because it's such a grounding experience, and this is so what we've been missing. And I know that the listeners are kind of going, yes, please, like, this is just resonating. And whether they're hearing it actively or through their subconscious, there's just such a magnetic pull to this. And I'm so happy to be able to give you this platform to be able to share that.
Thank you so much.
Well, I was just thinking, maybe we can give the listeners a little bit of a taster of that slow living process. In the sense of that meditation that you do so beautifully. I know it's been such a powerful platform, and I still have my notes and I still return to it, and I'm still kind of amazed at how things are still kind of being checked off on the list and just manifesting. Would you mind sharing that or just speaking into that? How would you like to do that?
With absolute love. I think what would be beautiful is what if we can all kind of take a deep breath in. And what I will do is I will just lead us through a beautiful kind of meditation in which we get to just connect with that part of ourselves, which I call the inner Sophia, which is the part of us that is whole, healed, and complete, and is that innate access point to our higher wisdom and to all the kind of sacred knowledge and wisdom that is available to us. So we can just start by closing our eyes and just taking three deep belly breaths in, Just breathing in from the bottom of your belly, filling up your lungs. Exhaling out your mouth. And as you exhale, you just let go. Just let go of the day and the week stuff. Have a nice, slow, deep breath in. Filling up those lungs. Breathing in relaxation. Breathing out any tension or stress. One more. And release. And you're just going to acknowledge any thoughts, any feelings that are coming up. And you're just going to let them pass through you without attaching to them or judging them or analyzing them. You're just going to give your body permission to relax completely. Give all the muscles in your face permission to relax. You allow the muscles in your neck and your shoulders to relax completely. You allow your arms to relax. Your wrists relax, palms relax, your fingers relax. Bring your attention to your beautiful sacred heart. Just allowing the heart space to relax. Move your awareness to the solar plexus. Relax in the solar plexus. Flow through all the internal organs, clearing and relaxing the internal organs. The kidneys, the digestive system relaxes, liver relaxes, take your awareness into your womb, to the hara point, relaxing this completely. Take your awareness into the hips, into the buttocks, relaxing this. Relaxing the thighs, your calves, your ankles and your feet. Just allow the gentle in and out flow of your sacred breath. Just take you to a deeper and quieter place. And from the bottom of your feet or the bottom of your spine, you're going to imagine that you'll be planting roots like a large oak tree. You just plant those roots into the rich, nourishing soil of Mother Earth. We just ask Gaia permission to receive our roots. The roots pierce through the ground, into the soil. They grow along the crystalline deeper and deeper, just grounding you and anchoring you and keeping you centered. Now you bring your attention back to your beautiful sacred heart. You imagine, sense, feel, or visualize that from your heart there's a beautiful doorway. You travel through this doorway, through a light bridge, towards your inner sacred temple. And this inner temple is a beautiful sacred space. Which emanates peace, tranquility, healing, safety, beauty, and peace. As you arrive, it's a beautiful pathway in front of you. You use all of your senses to experience this pathway. Feel the textures underneath your feet. Smell any beautiful smells and fragrances around you. You notice the colors and the shapes of this path. Feel peaceful, tranquil, safe. Continue to follow this pathway until there's a beautiful clearing in front of you. moon is clearing. Your beautiful Sophia steps forward, greets you in honor and in gratitude. She's the part of you which is whole, healed, and complete. She has access to an infinite world, knowledge, and wisdom. She holds the blueprint of your soul path. You feel unconditional love emanating from her heart towards your heart. She leads you into the heart of this beautiful temple. Again, you're just using all of your senses to take in all the details of this beautiful temple. Your inner sanctuary. And there's a space that's been specially prepared for you. You go and sit down. And your Sophia brings forward all the archetypes of you, all the aspects of you. First, she brings out the 5-year-old. She brings out the 10-year-old, comes to sit in the circle next to you. She brings out the teenager, maybe 15 years old. The teenager comes to sit next to you in the circle. She brings out the young adult, maybe around in her 20s. She brings out the 30-year-old. Also comes to join you in the circle. In the middle of the circle is a beautiful fire glowing. And each aspect of you, each archetype, one by one, approaches you. Starting with the 30-year-old. She approaches you. You meet each other with respect and love. And you exchange gifts. You just acknowledge what lessons and wisdom you've integrated this year from this part. And the 30-year-old goes to sit in the circle again. And then the 20-year-old comes and stands in front of you. And again, you exchange gifts, an acknowledgement of how this archetype has shifted and grown and expanded this year. What has she learned? What awareness has she brought to you? She takes her seat in the circle once more. And then the teenager, the rebel archetype, moves forward, comes to stand in front of you. And you exchange gifts. Again, meeting honor and love and respect. You acknowledge this aspect of you. And what beautiful paths she has helped you expand, grow, become aware of, or integrate this year. And she moves back into the circle. And then your 10-year-old archetype moves forward, Again, you need to love, respect. You exchange gifts. Again, acknowledge how she has grown or healed or learned what she's brought to your awareness. And she moves back into the circle. And then, beautiful little girl, the 5-year-old, skips, dances in front of you. Open up your arms, and you just hug this beautiful little girl. Tell her that you love her. You exchange gifts. You acknowledge how you've grown, how you've connected, what emotions she's helped you become in touch with this year. You acknowledge these, even if it is simply on the subtle lines. She moves back into the circle sitting next to you. And you stand up. All of your archetypes stand up and beautiful circle, all of yourself. You reach your hands out, holding your Sophia on the one side, your 5-year-old on the other side, linking hands to all aspects of yourself. And you embrace all that is you. Expressing gratitude for another cycle. Expressing gratitude for the lessons yet to be seen, which will continue to unfold and unfurl as we continue to flow on this beautiful journey called life. We integrate all these aspects of you into your heart space. Stepping into wholeness. And your Sophia leads you by your hand. Towards beautiful body of water. She encourages you to look into the water to see your own reflection. For a moment, as you look into the water, you see the truth of who you are. You take your finger, you touch the reflection, it ripples out. As the water starts to ripple, you start seeing a few different visions of what the next cycle or the next year will unfold. What does your soul self want to experience in 2015? open your heart and you receive this vision, the feelings, the intuitive nudges. Trust what comes to you. Trust whatever symbols come to you, may not make sense now, but it will as the year unfolds, as long as you keep following the intuitive wisps. Follow your heart, which is your guide and compass, what your soul would love to experience. Thank you, Sophia, all of yourself. Your Sophia starts guiding you back towards the light bridge. Travel through the light bridge, back into your beautiful sacred heart, bringing back with you connection to what your heart truly would love to experience and create in your next cycle, the next chapter of your journey. Knowing that at any time you can return to this place and reconnect with this aspect of you, your Sophia. Start bringing back all of your awareness, all of your consciousness back into this moment, this time, this place, this body. Start becoming aware of the shape of your body, the space that you are sitting or lying in, more of your roots grounding you to this planet, this moment, and more of your feet, more of your calves, thighs, your knees, become aware of your hips, your pelvis, become aware of your solar plexus, become aware of your heartbeat and your breath, become aware of your shoulders, become aware of your fingers, your hands, your wrists, become aware of your head balancing on your neck. Take a deep, grounding breath in, becoming fully present, every cell of your body. Bringing back with you divine light, divine love, and divine wisdom. Rub your hands together. Place them over your eyes. And when you are ready, you release your hands and you look through new sight.
Just allow yourself to stretch into that. Beautiful. Farah, the only word I can say is namaste.
Namaste.
It's amazing to connect with that space. And as I said a little bit earlier, the meditation I did with you at the beginning of 2014 was just so powerful and so shattering and so simple. It was just that return to that space and to know that this is what the world wants of you and what you want for yourself is just so powerful. And just on that note, Ella Ferris created a Facebook group called the Sacred Feminine Circle. And it would be great for you to head on over there. I'll post the links at the bottom of the podcast and just connect with the sisterhood of yourself. That part of you that's in feminine flow and feminine love that doesn't know any gender, because true sacred femininity isn't about being a woman, it's about being so much more than that. It's a place that doesn't know any bounds and it doesn't know any limitations. And just echoing that way of being, what you just said, that sacred, living, open-hearted wisdom. Because I think the greatest gift that we can give ourselves right now is realizing that we all have this gift and we all are the gift. And as I say that, I just got
Me
goosebumps.
too. Me too. Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much for this platform so that I could just share this beautiful,
And
beautiful
that's
space.
for people who don't know her, like I know you. That's just the tip of the iceberg, people. You guys need to be at these retreats. They are, or listening to her meditations and doing so many things. I'm going to be shamelessly plugging, putting so many links in. You guys are not going to know what to do. But seriously, this is what the world needs right now. This is what that part of you is craving. And if you really connected with that, you would just know just how deep and powerful that is. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
I would just love to wish every single person that's listened and that is resonating with us a beautiful and blessed season. Have beautiful, connecting, intimate, open-hearted, beautiful moments. And let each moment take you deeper into the truth of who you are so that you may remember why you are here, and to really call deep on your courage to be who you came here to be.
Beautiful. And you're just filled with quotables. Jeez. I hope you know that about you. You're just filled with, like, when you're in the space and when you're just being so authentic and you're channeling this, and even just taking ownership for the fact that it's coming through your own filtering system and it's your words to this experience. Absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
Be the experience you want to see in this universe, in this world, in this moment, because that is exactly what the world demands of you. Join me, Lena Ski, hostess of the Supernova Summit in March 2015 for the Global Movement Summit. While you're at it, head on over to www.lenaski.com where you'll get resources, tools, and podcasts to help you get your movement started right here, right now.